but I think there are a lot of folks. And you know what? If they want to use that story as an example to change laws like no-knock raids, on whether a tactical or strategic level change the law, I'm all for it. Because that was pretty terrible what happened there. Pretty terrible indeed. We got to hit our top of the hour break. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. I want to talk a little bit about Governor DeSantis in Florida and what he has decided to do. Because I want to, well, spotlight what I think is good behavior on the part of politicians. And he's really stuck his neck out there. So hopefully the guillotine doesn't come down on it. More news and views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hi, there.
Hey, Jack, you got enough juice to unplug here in this last hour?
You and that unplugging juice.
Well, I'm just tired of the buzz.
I know.
I like the buzz of everybody talking, but I'm tired of that buzz.
I know. I'll when we come back, I'll unplug.
All right. More news and views when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and Joe Biden will be on stage tonight in Cleveland for the first debate of the campaign.
Fox's Chris Wallace will moderate, and he has said he will not be fact-checking. The matchup will be held under strict coronavirus protocols. Guests are limited, and all will be tested. There will be no handshake between the candidates. Neither will wear a mask on stage.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A recording of a grand jury discussing evidence in a police shooting is being made public.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is set to release grand jury recordings from last week's deliberations in the Breonna Taylor case, complying with an order issued Monday by a Jefferson County Circuit judge, and after a juror in the case filed a motion for release, claiming state prosecutors misrepresented the grand jury's deliberations.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. No police officers were charged with Breonna Taylor's death during a drug raid in March. One was charged for firing shots into a neighboring apartment. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes underway as September comes to an end and October begins. Today, risk of rain, maybe a thunderstorm through about midday before ending. Today's high 70, cooler tonight, partly cloudy, low 53. Tomorrow, beautiful day, high 73, another cool Wednesday night ahead. On Thursday, we briefly warm up again, high near 80. But then, cold front number 2 arrives with the real deal nice air. Friday's high 72 will be in the upper 40s Friday night into Saturday morning. And that sets the stage for a spectacular first weekend of October. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS number 420259.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Hospital Association is urging Governor Kay Ivey to extend a statewide rule requiring face masks in public. The president of the group, Dr. Don Williamson, says cases of COVID-19 have fallen since reaching a high in the summer. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count is now over 136,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports that over 14,000 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. And a historic church and civil rights landmark is moving forward with plans to transform the original building into a museum. Mount Zion AME Zion Church has received a second $500,000 grant from the National Park Service. Restoration of the church should take about a year to complete. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225. Or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Isn't easy. America is advanced citizenship. You've got to want it bad, because it's going to put up a fight.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Cause you're a sky. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program here. So, Florida actually doing, in my opinion, something good, though. I'm sure there are a lot of folks out there who think, oh, just another crazy Florida story. But on September 25th, Governor DeSantis opened up the entire economy of Florida. He even limited the ability of local governments to impose more restrictions and collect fines for mask violations. Of course, this announcement was decried by the lockdowners. Even though, as the governor pointed out, for instance, COVID hospitalizations have declined by 77%. Since the July peak, COVID plus ICU hospitalizations have declined 72% since the July peak. Visits for COVID-like illnesses at the ER have declined by nearly 80% since the July peak. Daily hospital admissions down 81% since July. The percentage of positive diagnostic test results for new cases was reported at 4.32%. 24% of hospital beds are empty, so are 23% of ICU beds in Florida. And I would say that the decision's even more impressive because when you look at the new daily deaths in Florida, it's not like a clear downward trend. And here's why I say it's a good thing. DeSantis realized that despite, not every single stat being met, that the freedom-crushing measures were not actually addressing the medical problem. The best hope for prevailing in a viral pandemic is the normal functioning of society, so that we can treat disease therapeutically through actual medicine rather than through coercive means and political means. And the idea that it didn't take a complete, like, breakdown of all the stats, which DeSantis did, he also cited plenty of medical experts from places like Stanford and Harvard. You know, there are actually voices out there other than Dr. Fauci, including somebody like Scott Atlas now working with the administration, but others who have stuck their necks out there and said, hey, we think the lockdown approach is ridiculous. And I continue to look at Sweden, Jack. Sweden did not take the one lockdown approach everybody else took, and it seems like they're getting on the other side of this much quicker than anybody else. They admit, hey, we didn't do a great job like everybody else with nursing homes and assisted living. We should have done a better job there. But when you look at, and I think we'll learn this as we get further away from this situation, that the political lockdown approach and mandate approach was not the ideal way to do this, and in fact probably caused more trouble than it helped anything. It's pretty incredible when you start seeing these studies that compare different approaches. But there are, of course, people lambasting Governor DeSantis, and I just have to say thank you, sir. I wish we had that sort of leadership here in Alabama. It should be a day of celebration. Under the influence of courageous and brilliant intellectuals with a conscience, Florida has now joined South Dakota and Indiana in the land of the living. And for DeSantis to do that, you know, South Dakota in particular is pretty, it's not the most populous place in the world. For Florida to lead the way here is one of the most populous states here in the union. That's fantastic news. So we'll keep following that. But we need liberty, not more lockdowns. We need liberty at the end of the day for much more than just our medical issues. 272-9228, 272-9228. Do you know this hour of News and Views is brought to you by Cole Plumbing, Jack?
I did know that.
They really do a great job. And, you know, folks,
they're good folks.
Yeah, the whole Cole family. We talked to James mostly, but the whole team there at Cole Plumbing, they do great work. Been in business since 1977. Built that reputation that they will provide their customers with 100% satisfaction guarantees. They take pride in offering those guarantees. They'll offer personal attention and support to you and your family. I mean, when you have a plumbing problem, big or small, you got a problem. And water finds a way, as I always say. So even if it's a small issue, don't wait a night or two. No, call Cole Plumbing today. 279-8919, 279-8919. You need to save that number in your phone, so I'm going to say it again. 279-8919. And even if you don't have a plumbing issue at the moment, which they can solve with their proprietary pipelining technology, with precision and expertise, they can fix your problems without major discomfort to you and your home. That means not have to tear out a bunch of drywall, dig up a huge hole in your yard. But they can also help you out with, say, installing a tankless water heater. These tankless water heater technologies allow, well, you to have all that constant stream of hot water, and maybe you like long hot showers, maybe you're competing with other roommates or members of the family for hot water in the morning. Well, you can solve that problem by calling Cole Plumbing. Again, that number, 279-8919, or you can visit coleplumbing.com. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Jack, anything locally I should be paying attention to? Other than the mask order being extended?
I don't know. I hadn't heard what she's going to do.
I'm assuming she's going to extend it. But maybe she'll surprise me. Maybe she'll join in with DeSantis.
Yeah, maybe she'll say this has gone on long enough. And invariably, I go somewhere and I always keep the mask in the car. Sure. And I walk in, I was like, damn, I left my mask in the car. Yeah, it happens to me everywhere I go, it seems like.
So forgetful.
But I wear my mask, you know, I do what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, I have minimal compliance, is the way I would put it. Minimal compliance. Oh, yeah. And no, it's becoming one of those things. As soon as you have any little bit of privacy, and even the rules themselves, it's like, you know, we go to a restaurant. Let's just say it. You and I have gone to restaurants recently.
Uh-huh.
You wear the stupid mask when you walk in, then we sit down, and what do? We take the mask off.
Mask off.
It's just...
Then the server comes up with a mask, and what can I get you to do? I'm sick of it.
Yeah. yeah. But it's just, when you think back to these last few months, how the politics of this have become so over the top is unnerving. Now, the Democrats have responded to negotiations with the White House, and they're wanting $2.2 trillion, another stimulus package that would include $600 plus for unemployment, as well as another round of $1,200 checks to the people, and, you know, more crap for the states. That's great, you know. The Wall Street Journal had an interesting write-up that the states that got the most money are the ones doing the worst economically. They're like, how does this make sense? It makes sense to me. If you're a state that continues to be locked down, you have more people, say, on unemployment. You have more businesses that need help. You have more people in general who need help. So those people are going to take advantage of these federal bailout programs to take care of them. Whereas states like Alabama, and to Governor Ivey's credit, she didn't lock down as harshly as other places. And so Alabama actually is up year over year, as we reported yesterday, on tax revenues. Not that that's really the only measure of a functioning society. Tax revenues, good God. Actually, the higher that revenue, the more I suspect it's not a very functioning society. But I don't know. I think Governor Ivey, I'll put it this way. I can be empathetic. How do you, when you think back on this, Jack, you're governor, God forbid. Jack Campbell is governor of Alabama, and they say, Governor, here's this deadly global pandemic, and they bring you all these statistical models, and hundreds of thousands will die in your state if you do nothing. And how do you respond to these sorts of things? I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of Kay Ivey, not that my feet would fit.
No, sugar, she wears a size 12. 12E. Now, I don't know what she wears, but, I mean, I don't fault her up to now, really. I know a lot of people have a real problem with the mask, but because I'm 64, soon to be 65, I don't have a problem with it for me. And maybe, you know, maybe not everybody should be required to wear a mask. Maybe just us vulnerable people, but not somebody young or not somebody up to, say, 50 years old, you know? And, of course, if she extends the mandate, then I'll continue wearing the mask. But at some point, it seems a bit silly, like, watching these football games over the weekend, people sitting in the stands with either their husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, sitting there with everybody wearing masks outside. I think that's a little stupid. But, you know, I really want to be cautious at first until it's more prudent to be cautious at first until you get data and information showing that what you're doing is not necessary, then you don't do it anymore.
But you actually hit on something that is, you know, like I said, we're going to be talking to the author of this book, Liberty or Lockdown. And as I've, you know, started the book, the major point he makes is what you just brought up. What we have dealt with is not just the virus. Really what we've had is a problem is lack of knowledge. We've had an utter breakdown and knowledge on about this virus, whether it's international institutions failing like the WHO to give out clear guidance, China itself, though no surprise there with their particular government built around, you know, that communist cult of personality,
yeah,
around Xi. But for instance, I've said this from the early on, the CDC early on really screwed up big time because they wouldn't let private laboratories put out their own tests. The CDC's like, nope, we got it. And that first test they put out was a mess. It didn't work.
Yeah.
And as soon as
Trump just announced yesterday, they're making what, 150 million tests available?
Yeah, Admiral Garrar actually gave a demonstration of this new, I think it's Abbott Labs test. It's like a little folded piece of cardboard. You put six drops, I think saline, something like that, on there. You take a swab, and you don't have to do the deep brain thing. No, you just circle one nostril, circle the other nostril with the swab. Then you insert the swab where you put the drops, twist it a few times, lock it down, shut the test, and you'll have results in 15 minutes. And they've produced millions of these things, already sent it out to crucial spots like where the vulnerable are in nursing homes or home health care in general, as well as schools and the like. So, yeah, these are good advances.
You know what? This is what troubles me about this debate in the coronavirus being one of the issues, is that Martha McCallum, I think it was Martha, just, you know, an hour ago was talking about, you know, the debate topics and all that. And something about the coronavirus response. It's one thing that the president is vulnerable on. I don't see that. Am I wrong? Why would Trump be vulnerable on this when we were misled by China? We didn't know the severity of it. We didn't know how contagious it was. We knew very little about it. I mean, he shut down travel and all that. I mean, how can you say he's been vulnerable on it? It was the damn mayor of New York that let all those old people die.
Right.
It wasn't decisions Trump made. I would like to know, and they keep saying, we know 200,000 people have now died. I want to know what the profile of the average person that died from COVID-19 is. It's probably going to be someone, for the most part, elderly with pre-existing conditions who didn't take precaution.
Right.
That's probably what the average, profile of a dead person from COVID looks like. I just don't see that Trump should be held accountable for all the deaths we knew so very little about it. And I think he's right to call it the China virus and the Kung flu or whatever the hell he wants to call it. I just don't understand that.
Well, and also the number they're throwing around today is 1 million COVID deaths worldwide. I mean, you could get into all the potential problems how that's calculated, but you put that in the context of just shy of 60 million people die a year around the world. So it's like, okay, how many of these people? It's a tough, morbid question to ask, but it's what, I mean, people who do public policy.
How many people have died worldwide?
I'm looking at a chart here, and it's hovered around 40 to 50 something million since 1950, and it's going up, and it's estimated to continue to go up.
No, I'm talking about how many people worldwide have died of COVID.
They're saying 1 million now.
I hate to say that, but this is dropping the bucket.
Right, and the question to ask is the excess mortality question. And so we've gone over that. And so you're bringing it up, the political side of this, the vulnerability. And I think in some people's minds, they've completely bought the whole lockdown mentality, and Trump's gone away from that. I mean, having Scott Atlas on board is a good example of how far he's gone away from that. And there are a lot of folks who say, oh, that's wrong. And so maybe that makes him vulnerable because he doesn't accept their point of view on how to deal with this. But as far as like the wind back the clock and look at how it was handled, Trump could say, as I was downplaying it, you said I was overplaying it, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you get Joe Biden on this question. When he starts attacking Trump, Trump's just got to say, wait a minute, Joe. Which Joe Biden showed up tonight?
Right.
Are you the Joe Biden that criticized me for being too strict, or the Joe Biden that criticized me for not being strict enough? I mean, that's how we deal with that old cooter. Codger, cooter, whatever you want to call him. Not to be ugly about our caller, Cooter.
No, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
But we're getting a lot of calls coming in, Jack. So 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Suzelle. How are y'all today?
Hello, Suzelle.
Hey, Suzelle. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing good, Jack. Hey, just to help y'all get a perspective on that million deaths, I was in Washington just this weekend, and there was an event there called The Return. I don't know if y'all heard about it, but it was an event where people from all over the nation was called to come to Washington, gather at the mall up in front of the Capitol, and I'm going all the way back to the monument, and they were showing numbers easy of over 1 million people at just that one event. Now, the news media is saying thousands. I was there. It was body to body all the way, people to people, all the way from the Capitol. And I've got pictures all the way back to the monument.
Cheek to jowl, as Joe Biden would say.
I'm sorry?
Cheek to jowl, as Biden would say.
Oh, yeah. It was cheek to jowl. Yes, it was. And it was, and I'm telling you, so if they want to say that's for the perspective, you know, just, I mean, you can get a million people together to pray for this nation. So we're going to look back, and this is going to be one of the, it's going to go down in history as one of the most political events. And it was used for political purposes. But listen, I want to bring it closer to home if I could real quick.
Okay.
I have never, ever felt probably more helpless than I do right now today as a citizen, as a constituent of the state of Alabama. When I heard that Governor Ivey was going to continue this mandate on the advice of political PACs, the Alabama Medical Association, the Doctors Association. What happened to what the people of the Alabama? What happened to people and being a representative of the people of Alabama? It has overwhelmingly showed that the people of the state of Alabama do not want to be mandated and told like children by a dictatorship leadership that we have to be wearing masks. We are, this country or this state is, we dare defend our rights. This is against our right for her to continue this unlawful, unconstitutional mandate. And it's just not the right thing to do. We're doing exactly what the Democratic states are doing. So I reached out to my legislators. Do you see one legislator willing to stand up against this? Have you seen one legislative voice? And then yesterday, Judge Moore filed a lawsuit in North Alabama. We had seven plaintiffs, seven. From North Alabama, and the district attorney moved the case to Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, I saw that.
Very political. They are determined that they're going to control the citizens of Alabama. Well, I'm going to tell you, come re-election, and you know, I think that Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth said that he was against it. Well, I told his office today, then you get out and show you're against it. I don't want to hear no more talk. You know, don't talk the talk. Let me see who can walk the talk. And if people are looking for
Will is definitely against it. But what will happen is Will will come out and say, well, I disagree. And everybody's going to be up in arms that he disagree with the governor that, you know, and I'm with you, Suzelle. Enough's enough.
Amen.
Enough. They want to take this now. All they're listening to is the PACs that are going to give them political money. And I'm telling you, when we see one leader, one person in office stand up and say, look, I'm not going to rule out of fear. You cannot rule. You cannot be a leader. You cannot lead out of fear. And when they stand up, one person says, I'm not going to fear, but I'm going to stand up for the people because that's the right thing to do. That's going to be our leaders. I'm looking for one, guys. Y'all let me know if you find one, okay?
Well, I tell you what, if she runs again, she's got a lot of stuff to answer to.
There's no way that the people in Alabama, they have overwhelmingly, the phone calls have been overwhelmingly against this legislative overstep of in how, listen, let us decide. Let the people decide. I don't care if you choose to wear a space suit. That's your choice. But if I don't want to be told I have to wear a mask for my health, then you shouldn't be doing this because it is against my constitutional rights. And this state cares about their constitutional rights. So stand up, people. Stand up, you guys in office and you women in office. You asked us to vote for you, and you're going to come around and start calling when it's time for election again, and we're going to look for who stood for the people and not for the PAC.
Passionate as always,
Suzelle. That's all I got to say
today. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Suzelle.
We got to hit this break here. More news and views from 9 till noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell after this quick break. 272-9228. Could you unplug?
No, not going to.
We'll be right back.
talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes will limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvalsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvalsLandscapes.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hi, Darren.
I'm Darren, all right. You know, and I just got to say that. What?
Go ahead.
Say
go
what?
Ahead. No, you go.
I was going to share a little something, how I really feel about not just this, you know, rise of the philosopher kings. Now, scientists, medical experts are the new philosopher kings. But in general, I've actually wrote this without coronavirus in mind, but this is a little paragraph here. If we want the government to stop violating our individual rights in the name of preventing suffering, then maybe, just maybe, people should stop scaring so easy and blaming every wicked or tragic thing that happens in this world as a failure due to a lack of government control and action. If we wish to be a free people, we must stop conflating liberty with agency. We cannot guarantee our freedom while also trying to guarantee our comfort and security. There's a tension there. If we wish to be brave and intrepid, we must not fear the prospect that it is better to die taking risk and facing danger than to live cowering in fear and hoping for state power and for politicians to protect us from life's turmoil. You know, I wrote that 2017, long before any pandemic on the scene, but it's amazing how that has played out and how we have responded in a way fairly unique to American history. The destruction of our liberties has been unnerving, incredibly unnerving. Makes me.
It has been. Now, what did you never got to what DeSantis did?
No, he lifted all the restrictions, essentially.
All of them.
Yeah.
And like 6 feet apart in restaurants and all that
Yeah,
stuff?
He got rid of the idea that you could even at the local level fine people for not wearing a mask. just lifted it all. Said, come on. Now, people should still use common sense, but, it, you know, we're not going to put any more of these government mandates on you folks.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. And I would continue to urge folks, look at Sweden and where they are today, especially on the scale of excess mortality. 272-9228. Let's go to, oh, I don't think I've seen this name before, Jack. Proud Deplorable.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning. How are you, sir?
Good. Joey, Jack, I hope y'all are doing well this morning.
We are. We're still deplorable.
Amen, brother. Amen. I want to say to the last caller, preach the word. Excellent call. People wake up. Gee, my netties. What I do want to say, we're talking about COVID being a pandemic. I happen to have some medical professionals in my family, and the last 2 years, the World Health Organization has put out that tuberculosis, TB, is still rampant. Over a million people died last year and the year before, and it's still rampant. You don't hear anything about tuberculosis being a pandemic, do you?
No.
No.
This just happened to come along at the right time to be politicized and for the Democrats and the liberal agenda to try to keep me and other deplorables to try to ruin our lives and try to control us.
There you go.
And that's all I got to say today, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your ding.
Take care.
Did you say thanks for your ding?
Thank you for the ding.
Ding.
He dinged your phone.
Oh, okay. Well, look who else dinged us. Randall.
Oh, good God Almighty.
And I promise, Jay, I didn't wait last minute. I mean, but Joey knows how I really don't mind holding on hold. I didn't want you to think that day that I just called at the last minute. You know, Jay, I love you too much to think that I'm the man of the hour and I called it the last 5 minutes to take over the show.
Well, and I made you hold some today, Randall, but we had callers that I don't often see on the board, so.
Oh yeah, I want it. I love it, man. I'm listening regardless. My earbud gonna be in whether I'm on hold on that telephone. I'm gonna use my Wi-Fi up or whatever I got. I mean, my data up. So hey, you can leave me on hold. It saves me money, baby. But I got before I get that thing when you just read that about Florida, Jack. Do you think why would that man? Is he doing this? Is he a Trump man, or is he doing this to set up the show that the state should open and they gonna follow some hot spots and show how opening up the whole state was the wrong move and shut and use Florida as an example to shut everything back down? You think that's what's coming?
No, I don't. I think DeSantis is a jam up guy. He's a pro business guy. He's a Trump supporter. And I don't think he's doing it to, you know, have any kind of. And let me tell you something. If somebody did it, knowing that it was going to cause death, then blood's on their hands. I just can't imagine that he believes that. I think he believes that it's the right thing to do, and he's seen how it's crippled businesses down there. I mean, let's face it. Florida lives and breathes off the tourism industry. They don't even have a state income tax. So
and also, Randall, DeSantis made this decision after he had several hearings, and they testified in front of the Florida government from experts, academics named like Michael Levitt of Stanford, Martin Kulldorff of Harvard, Scott Atlas, Sunetra Gupta, another guy, Jay Bhattacharya of Stanford. That's an interesting last name. Don't know how to say it. But he's been going to academics and public policy folks who also, you know, deal with pandemics and these sorts of things, and they have a different point of view. For instance, Sweden has their own epidemiologist and own public health officials, and they disagree with the rest of the world. And they, have been correct compared to the rest of the world, in my mind.
Well, compared, like you were talking about Sweden, that's why I'm going to bring up Nate. Compared to what New York did by not shutting down the subways, you think, have they kind of come to, they don't have no more new cases really coming in. What hit them first over and done with, because they really never shut down New York. I mean, running them subways back and forth, I mean, them things ran every day. So they never really shut down nobody from touching everything and being around and breathing inside the cars. Are they still having the cases, or are they kind of done like squeezing and leveled out?
New York is a very low level, but you have to they're still shut down. That's the problem, is people kept talking about the lockdowns as though there are no costs to the lockdowns. Oh, it's just money. Oh, you're putting the economy over people. People rely on the economy in so many ways, ways more complicated than any given expert could come up with. Oh.
And the two things I've learned about this pandemic, that because this is one argument by far, is wearing a mask inside a restaurant to your table, is that they say that keeps from your particles falling on other people's food. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know that was a thing. So now I ain't too sure. I don't want to keep the mask on in the restaurant until you get to your table. No, I mean, they're saying that that's what it's for, is because your particles won't fall on that food. But that government, I mean, that's all I can think about now. I mean, and when you take them off, I mean, I don't know if I want to go back. Man, that's it. And then, my goodness. And then the other part you had just brought up, Jack. Man, I just went blank on it. But I was going to try
to. You ought to, every anyway. Drink you have ought to have a little umbrella over it, Randall.
Yeah. You're right, I guess, man. And I'm glad you enjoy going out to restaurants, man. Jake, I'm really glad you're getting out, man. I mean,
hell, I'm gonna go meet some high school friends today at 1 o'clock.
That was a long time for a sociable man like you to be locked down. I know it was on the inside. It had to be. I just couldn't imagine how you love people and then not being able to be around them, you know, especially at the height of your career. I mean, because you enjoy, y'all got it going on, man. I love it.
One thing I've learned, I've learned a lot about my dog during this pandemic, because I used to take him to daycare. Oh, I said it. Every day. He'll come in here. You watch. He'll come in here. I used to take him every day, but now that I'm not going anywhere and I'm home, I keep him here. And I think we've driven each other pretty damn crazy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, at least you're getting driven crazy by something that ain't a human. I mean, that's pretty far out, man. That's cool. I mean, you don't understand. Animals is a whole nother level of if you can interact with one, especially if you get it down to the T like you are. You say one word, and you already know what he's going to do. You know, he's going to come running in there. I mean, that's amazing to have a friend like that. I mean, it really
he's,
is.
He's a very trusted friend.
Enjoy. Love you, bro. Man, I can't even. The main reason I called is went blank. I don't know why I've been having this trouble lately, but it started again for some reason. All right, bro. We'll see y'all.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye, Randall.
I've learned take a deep breath every once in a while, Randall.
Man. I love it when Randall calls, though, when he's in a good mood like that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. 272.
You ought to try it more often, Joey.
Why?
I'm talking about being in a good mood.
Why? So I can
very therapeutic.
I make you happy?
No, I don't care whether you make me happy or not.
Actually, being miserable around you makes me very happy.
Does it? We should go to lunch more often then. Oh, you can't do lunch.
Yeah.
You do four shows over there at Blue Water.
Yeah, I do. We got to hit our break. Coming up, if we have the time, there's a great story about a raccoon in the corporate press I want to share.
Really? Is it warm and fuzzy story, so to speak?
By my standards, it is. More news and views from 9 to noon. 9 to noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victory Land. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes underway as September comes to an end and October begins. Today, risk of rain, maybe a thunderstorm through about midday before ending. Today's high 70, cooler tonight, partly cloudy, low 53. Tomorrow, beautiful day, high 73, another cool Wednesday night ahead. On Thursday, we briefly warm up again, high near 80. But then, cold front number 2 arrives with the real deal nice air. Friday's high 72 will be in the upper 40s Friday night into Saturday morning. And that sets the stage for a spectacular first weekend of October. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floor operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, final segment of this fine Tuesday morning. I'm Joey Clark, he's Jack Campbell.
Hi,
Reeve is shaving?
Mm-hmm.
In your kitchen?
Yeah. I've got a thing to catch it in my lap.
Remind me not to eat any casseroles you make. You don't make casseroles.
You don't know anything about my cooking ability.
I'm sorry. It's a sore spot there.
Hey, I got to go. My person's here.
Okay. Well, say hello to her and say hello to Bugsy for me.
I will tell her you ask after her.
Okay.
Bugsy was greeting her at the door.
Well, I'll talk to you.
I'll hang on a couple more minutes.
Wait, are you going to watch this debate live? Or are you going to be too nervous?
No, I have to watch it so I'll know what to talk about tomorrow. But, yeah, I have plans to watch it. Let me just say that.
But you would say that these big events do kind of make you a little nervous?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have diarrhea for days. Yeah, that always makes me nervous.
Is that a sign of nerves?
It's like an Alabama football game. I get all keyed up. I'm all keyed up. I really truthfully don't want to watch it, just in case. I really don't, but I have to. I need to. But anyway,
that explains.
Karl Rove is on the whatever the where they surround those people, the Surrounded or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. That show where all the women outnumbered, and he was making some good points early on about. They said, "What does Biden have to do? What does Trump have to do?" And he's very interesting. Carr's a very analytical guy, as you know.
But. Now, the debate, I believe, really starts at 8 o'clock our time, 9 o'clock Eastern, but coverage probably will start earlier than that. So y'all tune in tonight.
Big debate. Yeah, 7 o'clock coverage starts, I'm told.
Well, and before you go, Jack, I got to share this. Crawdad will get to you in a second. Yesterday, reporters for CBS News were outside the White House. They were sent scrambling after an aggressive raccoon started attacking them. I love it.
Really? Like,
okay, I'm tired of their crap. Sick the raccoons on them.
Well, you know, you got to be careful. Raccoon, a lot of them are, have rabies. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. What? Yeah. I mean, like, really going after him and hissing and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. All victims survived the attack, CBS reported. But the White House is now looking into this particularly aggressive raccoon on the premises. That's hilarious. A few photographers were apparently attacked.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Man, they're cute, but they're also mean, man. If you could domesticate a raccoon, I don't think you really can. But if you could,
you can. Oh, absolutely.
You can?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, is that kind of like owning a tiger?
I know. Not quite. You know, Doug Gooder, who used to run the zoo, told me, never trust the cats.
Right.
Even domestic cats.
Don't trust them.
Yeah, don't trust them. Even house cats. But I don't. I had a friend in Austin when I first moved out there, and they lived in a wooded area, and a raccoon would come on his patio every night, and he would give him ice cream. And now, he never, like, petted him or stuff, but he got close enough that he could have. Hmm. The raccoon would just look up at him, and he would put food down and go back inside and watch him.
I just love the idea of the CBS reporters out there trying to get questions, and the raccoon all of a sudden attacks.
A great network to pick on, too.
Where's the raccoon when you need it? 272.
That's really Ronald Reagan reincarnated.
Let's go to the phones. You got to go, Jack? Are you good?
Yeah. Y'all have a great day, and I'll talk to you. I'll probably call you after the debate tonight,
okay.
Joey.
Sounds good.
All right. See you.
See you, Jack. Crawdad, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
In the immortal words of Ronald Reagan, well, there you go again. You didn't see that debate. You can watch it.
No, I know the clip, though.
Yeah, okay. Where's Gary Larson when we need him? I don't know if he's dead or not. He used to do The Far Side.
I think he's doing some online now, actually.
Some, I hope so. That guy could, man, I'm telling you. Anthropomorphize everything from an amoeba to the raccoon, you know.
I love all the cow ones.
Yes. Every time Jack gets on, there is a Gary Larson cartoon. I'm an amputee. I have a prosthesis, too. And there's an old Gary Larson cartoon where this man who has a prosthetic, an old wooden prosthetic, is sitting there on the sofa with his wife, and they have company. And the old guy is sitting there, and he's got a little noose that he made, and he's hanging it in front of his leg, and there's a little hole in the front of his prosthetic leg. And his wife tells him, she says, "Now, you know, Harold, that chipmunk's not going to come out while we have company." Stuff like that, you know. And then you hear about a raccoon savaging the media at the White House. That's just core material.
No, it's just fantastic news, really.
Reason I called you, I thought that there was a song that just popped up in my head that would be the perfect song these days for how the federal government and all the way down, they're on our butts about doing the thing with the mask and how if you don't have a mask, we're going to come snare you with a butterfly net and we're going to fine you and all that junk.
Mm-hmm.
Sting, every breath you take, every move you make, we'll be watching you.
And to think that was considered romantic back in the day.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Anyway, that's all I wanted to tell you was that Sting song that popped in my head. But do me a favor, will you? Next time you're sitting at home with your cognac and your nice box of cigars or whatever it is, do some more of those little things that you, those little pieces that you put in there for your bumper music. We'd rather hear you than stuff that's already been produced. You have such a great creative talent. I've always wanted to play the guitar. My brother plays a guitar. I have musical family. I can't make a rhythm hitting a pot in a pan. But what you've been doing with your guitar work's really, really good.
Keep I was actually messing around with that last night. So
that's good, great.
Great minds.
Yeah. Do that. Keep that up. We'd love to hear more of it.
Appreciate it, Crawdad.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Have time for one last call. Let's see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
It's Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. How are you?
How you doing, Joey?
Good. You excited for tonight's debate?
Yeah, I'm really excited about all this that's going to go down tonight with my president being able to see him in action live on TV is a good thing. And so, guys, all I want to say, I just want to recap what our great president, first lady, and vice president administration have done with our Supreme Court, Planned Parenthood, taking care of our military, boosting our economy, taking care of us through this tragedy of COVID-19, dealing with all the stuff that he had to deal with coming into office. So I thank him, and I appreciate what he's doing and all his hard work. And I intend to do just as much as dealing with hard work leading up to this election when I go in and vote for Donald Trump for his second term as the president of the great country of the United States. That's what I got, guys. I'm not falling for all this negative, dragging the dirt stuff that the Democrats want us to be focused on instead of all the great things our president done for everyone in this country and abroad. And so let's keep moving forward, guys. Keep positive attitude and keep America great again 2020.
There you go. Appreciate it, Rodney.
All right, guys. Y'all keep it up over there, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you, sir. Rodney, longtime caller here, folks. Great caller. Good guy, too. Hardworking guy. You know, I've come a long way. I'm very skeptical, you know this about me, of power in general. I'd like to see the United States get back to more of a true federalist model where we have much more local action, and it matters more who's in the governor's mansion, who your mayor is. It does matter to a degree today, of course, but not how I think it should. And so, as we all pay attention to the presidential election, that's where the real action and energy is in terms of political will and where the people pay attention. We have to pay attention to it. And I look at Donald Trump and I look at a guy who I did not vote for in 2016, who has come a long way. He's governed in a way that, again, is not my ideal, but it's a hell of a lot better than the old Republican guard. I must admit, a hell of a lot better than, I would say, the whole Bush, McCain, Romney crowd, H.W. Bush. And it's also a hell of a lot better than what I see is being offered currently by the Democratic Party. You know, being kind of a libertarian at heart, there are some things I could work with Democrats on. But the way they have gone about their opposition over the last 3.5 years, going on 4 years, is obnoxious to me. And I know obnoxious, trust me. I see it every day in the mirror. So when I look at how the Democrats have gone about trying to beat this president, the worst part is they jettisoned the things I agreed with, that we should care about civil liberties, protecting, say, the Fourth Amendment, with things like the surveillance power of the United States growing ever larger, that we should care about bringing the troops home when and where we can. So many things I used to think, hey, I can agree on. And a lot of that seems to have gone by the wayside for the political moment. So we'll see what tonight's debate brings. And y'all be sure to tune in.